also available. Call Dent Nation today at 968-8000, 968-8000. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, Pinion's Playhouse. That's the third and final hour of Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed FHA lender, allowing us to give you a lower rate and close in as little as 14 days. Apply online and get options 7 days a week at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. The young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates. Jumped over the bench. And with watery eyes, a 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, they had a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Club Fitness has something for every body and every budget. We're extending our offer. Join through April 30th and enroll for just $1.
$1? I don't have to be rolling in dough to be enrolling at Club Fitness.
Nope. Plus, members get 24-hour access and free Kids Club.
Free Kids Club? Let me check with my accountant.
I run the numbers and, yup, you can afford free. Join Club Fitness by April 30th and get $1 enrollment. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay, well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
So embarrassing. Salt and Smoke, now featuring the Hamptons.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret,
where the benefits are pretty obvious.
It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area, and don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner,
one way or the other.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis, so if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget, next to Pop's concert venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Okay, hang on a second. This is totally my fault. This is absolutely my fault.
Can't believe this.
Hold on here. I remember my first day.
What did I say the first hour when I introduced you? Soon to be the new master of the control board. And then you pull the introductory polka music.
That was Bruce. That was Bruce jumping the gun.
Let me tell folks what happened. Bruce was rehearsing, and Limey turns the mic on in the studio and catches him in the middle of rehearsal. Instead of hitting the Playhouse thing.
So, can we try this again?
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
yeah.
We're going to edit that out. No, we're going to edit that out.
Well, since the person who voiced that commercial that I'm about to use is already in here, Tim, do me a favor. Just be like, hey, this is Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Beautiful. They'll never know. They'll edit that in. They'll never know.
Oh, my goodness.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air.
Anybody else is firing you, not me.
I am sorry.
This really humiliates you.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Beat a neck sweat, reach their butt crack, wins.
Death, but first, booga booga.
Booga booga.
Well, see, this will teach people to go, what are they talking about? You should listen every day, and then this stuff would make sense to you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the April 30th edition, last day of the month, April. How about this weather? 80 degrees. I mean, bring it on. Global warming is a good thing. The April 30th edition Opinions Playhouse is brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. This is a terrific place to go for a few things that can make your life a whole lot better. Quality of life. That's really what it's about.
Hey!
Before we get into that and what they can do for you, let's turn now to what used to be a pretty good control board operator. So today, and I don't know what happened. Maybe it's the years he spent in Great Britain. There were 19 of those years, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He's almost royalty to us, but not quite. He talks kind of funny, but you would too if you lived there for 19 years. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone out there who's AM in the PM.
Hello, everyone out there who is AM in the PM. I hope you've had a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Keep your fingers crossed. It'll be with us all week long.
Yeah, take it. In the quarantine box, the glass box, the room where he, you know, Beach Boys song, In My Room. He's in his room, his little room in there. He is the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, and he is none other than Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, you can give them a call. They'll give you a complimentary portfolio review.
Stiefel. I'm guessing that costs a few bucks, a couple hundred dollars at least to sit down with them.
Oh, no, no.
What?
Nothing. It costs nothing. Oh. It's complimentary.
Oh.
They will check over your portfolio, make sure you're doing the right thing. No, it's okay. All free. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Newsman extraordinaire. But wait, he's something more. That's right, he is Tim Woodburn. He is a newsman, but he also is a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. Gateway Investigations is my firm. We investigate all types of scenarios and problems. For example, if you have some goofball buffoon at a family barbecue that says something idiotic like global warming is a good thing, and you need that investigated, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Good thing right now with 80 degrees, I'll tell you that. I think a lot of people who hated that crappy winter will agree with that. We're not going to get into that argument. Let's just keep moving around the room. Bill Cleveland's not with us. He's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so he'll join us by telephone here in a moment. So let me introduce Hebe Jimenez. He's in charge of security. Bernice is with us in heaven.
Horses hind end.
Still kind of cranky, but keeping things in line up there. And Rat Boy, of course, wanted to know, is Bill in Wisconsin again? You wanted him to bring back...
What did you want him to bring you? What was
cheese.
It?
No, he's not in Wisconsin. He's not going to do that. He can't do that right now. Give it up, please, if you would, for... You heard him rehearsing earlier. That's why they never make a mistake, because they are perfectionists. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. We are brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. What I would like for you to do, folks, is just concentrate on the name of this place, MD Health and Wellness, because it tells you some things. It tells you that the programs there are doctor supervised. All right. It also tells you that this is about your health and your wellness, your well-being, your quality of life. And when you get a little older, and you don't have to be real old, you get mid-40s, let's say, Mother Nature starts playing some cruel jokes on you. You know, when I was a young man, I would go into a public restroom, and I would hear older guys, taking care of their business, number one, and they would make these sounds like, oh, and I thought, hey, man, what's going on here? And then I would finish, and they'd still be standing there. How can it take that long? It's age. It's called enlarged prostate. It's Mother Nature does things to you. One of the other things Mother Nature does is start robbing and saying, I'm not going to give you the hormones I used to give you. We're not going to manufacture testosterone, estrogen, the way we used to. We're going to hold back some of that. So you're going to find yourself a little more tired. Libido's not what it was. You just don't have the drive, the energy. You can put a little gut there that would be easier to get rid of or keep off altogether if you had a better balance of hormones. But we're not going to provide that naturally anymore. It's up to you to go find it. Well, here's where you can get help for that. MD Health and Wellness. It's called Bioidentical Replacement Hormone Therapy. And it's called that because the hormones that you're going to get from them through these pellets they inject under the skin on your buttock area, over time release the hormones in a dosage that's specifically prescribed for you. They'll do a blood test. They know what you need. They know where you're deficient. So check into that. Now here's another thing to check into. You know about the weight loss, HCZ, Dr. Emma's plan of the weight loss, the one that helped me lose 35 pounds. You know about that by now because we've talked about it for a couple of years. I also want you to know about the ultimate light therapy. I did this. I want you to do it free. One session free on me. Like I'm paying for it. I'm not, but it sounds good. They're willing, if you're AM and the PM and you call and make an appointment, to do one session of Ultimate Light Therapy. In a nutshell, what this is, it's an LED-based laser frequency, and it can slim and shape and tone difficult areas like waist, hip, thighs, upper arms, legs, under the chin, you know, that saggy under the chin stuff. Ultimate Light is a body sculpting and toning program, and most people who take advantage of it need 8, 9, 10, up to 20 sessions. You think, well, one session won't do anything. You go see. Go ahead. Walk in there with jeans that are just a little bit tight, and you're probably going to walk out after one session with jeans that aren't so tight. Maybe they fit perfectly. I did this. It takes less than an hour for the whole thing. And it's not only does it not hurt, it's actually very relaxing. It's called the Ultimate Light Therapy. And I really want you, they're not going to do this forever. Take advantage of this free session. And then you'll have an idea of what you're looking at if you need to do 8 or 9 or 10, and they'll talk about what it costs with you and all that. And like anything else, nothing's free that's actually worth doing or buying. It's just not. But, buddy, is it worth every dollar? Ask anybody who's lost the weight, who's done the pellet hormone therapy. Ask anybody who's gone there for Ultimate Light. They'll tell you it is absolutely worth it. Quality of life, folks. Because you start getting a little bit older, it doesn't mean that you should just lie back and go, okay, I'll accept this, whatever Mother Nature's done to me. You don't have to. You don't have to. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. Please call and make an appointment. Tell them you're AM and the PM and take advantage of that free session, Ultimate Light Therapy. You'll actually enjoy it. It's really pleasant. MDHealthWellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota. Toronto.
I know where he is today. He's in Pittsburgh, PA.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's there, but we're going to find out. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World, the people I want so much to help with the upcoming trivia night, and I'm asking you to help me with that, too. Go to Facebook.com/AM in the PM and see my video plea for your help and assistance. Starting at just $100 if you can help us, it'd be great. I want to kick the aces, as Mike Evans would say, of every other show and every other station. We've done it every year. Let's do it this year. Window World. If you want to know more, windowworldst.louis.com. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is Bill Cleveland.
Hey, good afternoon. How's it going? Yeah.
It's going great. I don't know anything about Pittsburgh. It's the steel town, right?
Steel town. They have more bridges, I believe, than any other city in America. They are seriously everywhere. If you've never been, you'll notice.
Serious?
No, he's serious.
Are you serious?
I'm really serious. No, he couldn't be more serious. And Bill, for whatever reason, this is the greatest cell phone connection we have ever had. Honest to goodness, it's crystal clear.
Normally, it's actually a landline. I'm inside today to call you.
Well, that would explain everything then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. When I'm able to do that, I'm happy to call from a landline. So I'm actually in the Pittsburgh area. I have been for the past couple of days for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is to do a story on Mr. Rogers. So many people grew up with Mr. Rogers, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. This is the 50th anniversary of that program. You have the documentary out about him this year. You have a film coming out later this year starring Tom Hanks. Lots of renewed interest in Mr. Rogers and what he did for children and also for television. And so I spent the day in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. So this is about 45, 50 minutes outside of Pittsburgh. It is his hometown. It's where he grew up. It's where he was laid to rest. He lived in Pittsburgh for a good chunk of his life. That's where the television station was in Pittsburgh where he did this program. It was a PBS station, WQED. And it was the first station that aired Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And then about a year into the show, some stations in Canada ran the show. And then to kind of give you an idea of really how popular this guy was, and you may not realize it, but even way back when it started, the show was on for 33 years. It ended in 2000. But when it first began, let's say I think it was third year in, the second station to run it in the United States outside of Pittsburgh was Boston. So it aired on the PBS station there. And to sort of have a, I don't know, kind of a, hey, let's get to know the neighborhood kind of thing, like, hey, let's introduce you to Mr. Rogers, this new show that's on in town, they had an event. So Mr. Rogers was going to go there and meet some of the folks, and they assumed that around 500 people would show up. That's what they planned for. 10,000 people showed up to meet Mr. Rogers. And so, obviously, he had a huge effect on children, and like I said, it was on for 33 years, so I'm guaranteeing you a lot of people listening watched Mr. Rogers or had children that grew up watching Mr. Rogers. And if folks want to follow BillOnTheRoad.com in the next couple of days, I'm going to be posting an article on ways for you to sort of to kind of get to know Mr. Rogers' legacy if you're going to visit the Pittsburgh area, because there are a lot of places where you can go and see stuff. And I'm working on a story for a magazine, and one of the cool things I got to do today was actually go into the Fred Rogers Archive, which is at the Fred Rogers Center in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And so it's on a college campus there, and it was really neat. They have everything related to his both personal life and his life as Mr. Rogers on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So
welcome to my museum, Bill.
Man, I was really on a roll there.
Yeah, I know.
You were. You know what I was just thinking? This is flawless. Mm-hmm. This is seamless. Yeah. It's like you had prepared and rehearsed this, which I know you haven't. It was so perfect.
I'm sorry.
And I was going somebody... to submit this to the Broadcast Hall of Fame. This was going to be
a well, Bill, you dumbass. When Limey produced the intro to the show today, he actually had a Mr. Rogers cut in there. It said, it takes talent to be a winner,
It also takes talent to be a loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not bad. Really good talent. Not a bad Mr. Rogers.
I'll just end with this little tidbit that I thought was very interesting and sort of telling about, you know, what a genuine guy this was. And by the way, I talked with the lady who for the last 10 years has really gone through the entire archive. I mean, audio and photos and letters and notes and everything you could think of having to do with Mr. Rogers. And she said, like so many others have said, that this guy was just as good a person off camera as he appeared on camera and in the news and in the public. But one of the things that she mentioned was, so they saved every single piece of fan mail that was ever sent to Mr. Rogers through that television show. So, I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of letters. And this guy responded personally to each and every one of them.
Whoa.
And I thought that was pretty amazing.
It was he take a, forever.
Was he a preacher?
He was a priest. He's an ordained minister, yeah.
Ordained minister. Okay.
So am I.
Let me ask you a quick question. What was the target audience? What age range do you think for his show?
32.
Wow. That's a really good question. Age range.
Two is too young, probably. Or one. But what do you think from two or three? Six or seven?
Oh, maybe even a little older than that. I mean, they discussed, it was really interesting. So they showed us how he interacted for each show with a child psychologist. And so they went through, I mean, I saw the guy's handwritten notes for a lot of the scripts for the show. And he went through, he would start off, let's just say one of them was on family. So he wrote out family. And then he wrote out things that he thought people should know about family. And then they went through with the psychologist and said, hey, these are some things we should talk about. And they acted those scenarios out with the puppets that were in the, you know, neighborhood of make-believe that he had on there. So everything was very, very thought out and very well planned, more so than I think a lot of the television programs that they have for kids today. But
with the trolley would take in, go, and Friday?
Meow, Mr. Rogers, meow, meow, meow.
Yep.
Dan just wanted to do it.
They had the trolley in the archives and all of the puppets and the sets. I mean, it was just very, very cool. So be looking for that at BillOnTheRoad.com, or if you want to follow me on Facebook, I've got some pictures up from the day-to-day folks might enjoy seeing. That's Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And I'm Bill Clavin, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
That was a very informative and good segment, with the exception of a couple of interruptions. Now, what I'm about to say is going to be heard wrong by some people. With all this Me Too and everybody's been sexually harassed by somebody and everybody was a sexual harasser, I doubt seriously, or we would have already heard it by now, I doubt you're going to find that Fred Rogers has any women coming forward saying, you know, this guy hit on me or he molested me or something. But part of the reason for that, Fred Rogers was almost effeminate. And I'm not trying to be cruel here. I don't picture him as a guy chasing skirts because he didn't seem to be me to be a, how should I put this, a guy with an overdose of testosterone. I don't know how else to, but you know what I'm trying to say? He was gentle and borderline effeminate. And today, if Fred Rogers, with that persona, were to walk up to kids, they'd call the police. He'd be considered like creepy. You know what I'm saying? We have to be so careful about people now that a guy like that, engaging kids in that gentle sort of manner, they call the cops. You know, he's a weirdo. He's talking to my kids.
He's married and he was married and had a couple of kids, I think.
I think so.
He did.
I think so. But I wonder this too. Millions of kids watch Mr. Rogers. How much influence did what he did really have on kids that age? In other words, did the messages stick with them? Or is this something for kids to watch that's safe and good for them? Because a lot of the kids who watched went on to become burglars and rapists and killers. I mean, and then some kids didn't. Does that make sense? I just wonder if there's a way to measure if he had any impact or kept kids from taking a wrong turn or going the wrong direction.
Yeah, here's how you measure it. I bet I watched 200 episodes of Mr. Rogers between the ages of 4 and 8, and I don't remember any of them.
Mm-mm.
You know, okay, you just made my point. You don't remember the message, but you remember watching Mr. Rogers.
Sure, that's it. That's all I remember. I don't remember any of the messages that stuck with me the rest of my life. None of them.
And that is my point. And I don't know what I'm trying to say by that, except not that it was a waste of time, but I don't know. It's sort of like even when kids are older and you go, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. And you look and you see these kids still smoking. You know, they got the message, but it didn't really do
anything. It keeps kids at that age in a calm state of mind, and it keeps their mind occupied regardless of whether they retain it or not. And that half hour right there is probably worth $1,000 to a lot of parents.
Yeah.
You are practically a psychologist. Yeah. Listen to that. Dr. on child rearing. That makes sense. Now, that makes perfect sense to me. It's a way to keep them engaged and occupied that's safe. And if any of the positive message, any of it, happens to stick, good. But I don't know that much does when you're that young. All right, good report from Bill Cleveland. Larry Connors is coming up at 6 o'clock. He follows us. He's got a lot to talk about tonight. There's some reports that Iran is hiding nuclear weapons despite the agreement. He'll hit on that. Should Donald Trump get the Nobel Peace Prize? There are people who find that laughable and people who think, hey, no. This Korea thing is a big deal, what he's done. He's also going to talk about Stormy Daniels suing the president for defamation. Let me stop right there. She's a porn star. Defamation? You're a porn star. What did he do to damage your reputation? You've already damaged your own. You're a porn star.
He called her a liar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. We don't want her to be a liar, just a porn star. Apple's Siri is in a little trouble because sometimes it can have a potty mouth. Larry's going to have that story. And Jack Daniels claims there's another whiskey maker violating the Jack Daniels trademark, and the copycat product supposedly tastes like bottled urine.
No,
I'm sure Larry Larry's probably had a little Jack Daniels in his life. He has done some research, so he'll have that story. And my question is, how does the person that is claiming this know what urine tastes like, bottled urine? You say, that tastes like urine. Really? How much have you had? Okay. Now, part two of my exclusive interview with Tom Brokaw.
Oh, boy.
I spoke this morning by satellite. This morning by satellite with Tom Brokaw, who, as you know, about 3-4 days ago, it was revealed that somebody said Tom Brokaw sexually harassed her. He tickled her or something. Now, part two of the interview with Tom
Brokaw. This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I'm Aaron the PM.
Tom, again, thanks for granting us this time, this exclusive. Nobody else has this. I guess we talked earlier about, and you revealed to us that you tried to get these women to play, what was the game, Tickle Me?
Or naked Tickle Fight. Have a Naked tickle fight. Yes.
And you revealed that you had naked tickle fights with Tim Woodburn.
Yes.
When he was trying to get in the news business, that he agreed to naked tickle fight you.
Yes.
And you helped him get in the news business.
Yes, I did.
Is there anything else, Tom, we need to know before it comes out? I want to hear your side of it. Anything else that you've done that you just feel like you need to address? Did you, I don't know.
Well, one woman said that I kissed her, and what happened was, when I was going to try and tickle her, I tripped on a chair and lunged towards her, and my lips smashed into her lips, and I inadvertently kissed her on the lips.
Now, you also told me over the phone that there was a situation where a woman looked like she was fainting. You thought she was fainting, and you rushed in to give her mouth to mouth, but she just wasn't really fainting.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, she was standing up, and she looked very faint, and I thought, this woman needs mouth to mouth. So I lunged at her and gave her mouth to mouth, and she said, what in the hell are you doing? And I said, I'm saving your life.
Oh, boy, powerful. Yeah. Well, Tom, I want to say best of luck. I don't know the whole story, or as Paul Harris used to say, the rest of the story.
I think that was Paul Harvey that used to say that.
What was it?
Paul Harvey.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Tom, I know you knew him well. What, Tim?
Tom Confucius say, men who kiss girlfriend behind get crack in face. So you just be careful with that. Careful where
Tom,
you
that's the guy. That's the guy you helped get in the news business, mm-hmm. right there.
I know. I loved him. We had many naked tickle fights together.
Booga booga.
All right, Tom Brokaw. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks. I'm Tom Brokaw. See you tomorrow night.
There he goes. Legend in the news business, Tom Brokaw. All right, there's a listener named Patty. And last week, Patty sends me an email. She says, I know you like Bloodline, and I know you liked Ozark. She said, Frank, Netflix, you get a chance, check out The Killing. I'm going to tell you that Thursday night, my wife and I started watching The Killing. We have now watched, since Thursday night, 14 episodes.
Wow.
This is a binge watcher's either dream or nightmare. Patty, I can't stand you for doing this to me. I watched the whole first season, which was 13 episodes, and we're now one episode into the second season. Folks, this is a 2011 release. I never heard of The Killing. And maybe one of the reasons it didn't get a lot of press, there's no major star in it. It doesn't have Kevin Bacon in it or somebody. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a tremendous series, The Killing. That's all you need to know. Netflix, The Killing. You watch two episodes, you cannot stop. Just like Breaking Bad or Bloodline or Ozark or so many of these great things that Amazon and Netflix are doing. The Killing. Thank you, Patty. That was a great recommendation.
You know, you mentioned,
ladies, what?
Go ahead.
You mentioned
Breaking Bad, and I was going to talk about this earlier in the show. What a great last scene that was in the movie in the series Breaking Bad, how that last episode was just incredible. Homeland had a series ending last night that I was actually disappointed that they said there's going to be another season of Homeland, because the ending was so good at the end of Homeland last night. They could have just ended the show right there, and it would have just kept me in top five series of all time. It was that
spectacular. And, you know, I stopped watching that when they executed Brody. Was that his name?
Right.
Yeah, that's when I quit. I thought, you're kidding me. The main character is dead now?
Right.
And I just quit. But that Claire Danes in Homeland.
She was incredible last night. Last night.
Boy, is she perfect.
Incredible.
All right. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guys, walking down the street, he's just come out of a store, he's doing a little shopping, run the drugstore, and he sees a guy he hasn't seen for a while, his old buddy Louie. And he yells across the street, hey, Louie. And Louie looks up and says, hey, man, come on over here. Louie, how you been? How have you been? He says, well, first of all, I've been fine, but don't call me Louie. Call me Lucky Louie. He goes, why is that? Louie says, well, you know that plane crash that's just in the news? He says, oh, yeah, he said, that's horrible. Everybody was killed. He says, that's right. Everybody was killed. He said, well, let me tell you something. Your old pal Louie here was supposed to be on that flight. I missed the flight. In fact, I ran, almost had a heart attack getting to the gate, too late. They were pushing away, and I begged them to let me on, and they didn't. And everybody died. But I didn't get on that flight. Call me Lucky Louie. He goes, all right, Lucky Louie. Good to see you, buddy. A couple months later, he sees him again. He goes, hey, Lucky Louie. Hey, man, how you been? Runs over to him. He says, don't call me that. Call me Lucky Louie. He says, all right, Lucky Louie. Why am I calling you Lucky Louie? He says, last Thursday, I was at an intersection, getting ready to cross the street. And you know that little walking man comes on, it lights up, says, means go and walk. By the time I got there to where I wanted to cross, it had turned yellow, and they would say, don't walk. But I thought, what the heck, I'll make it before it's green. I shot across. Just as I did, right where I was standing, some scaffolding, where some people were doing some window washing or repairs, fell to the ground and killed everybody on that corner. The corner I just bolted from, when I shouldn't have. Call me Lucky Louie. I'm here and alive to tell you that story, because I'm Lucky Louie. He goes, all right, Lucky Louie, good to see you, buddy. A couple months later, he sees the same guy again, another part of town. Hey, hey, man, Lucky Louie. I remember. I know what to call you. He goes, no. No, don't call me that. You call me Lucky Louie. He says, why is that? He said, well, about two Saturday nights ago, met this gal in a bar. Boy, she was good looking. So good looking. Had a few drinks. Took her back to a real nice suite at the Ritz-Carlton because she was some classy hot chick. So a couple more drinks. Next thing you know, we're in bed getting it on, and I'm on top of her, and we're going at it, and the chandelier breaks loose from the ceiling, crashes down, hits me in my left buttock, pierces it, goes through, comes out my pelvis, and into her pelvis, cracking her pelvis. The guy says, you gotta be kidding me. I don't understand. Why does that make you Lucky Louie? Because a chandelier fell and hit you in the butt and cracked her pelvis. He says, because if that chandelier had fallen a minute earlier, it would have crushed my skull.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. Accident westbound 70 west of Wright City. Your stop and go eastbound 270, 370 to New Florissant. Pocket southbound 270, Olive to Graboy. Heavy westbound 44, Jefferson most of the way to Shrewsbury. And northbound 255 remains closed at New Pogue Road due to a crash. Staples knows running out of ink is no way to do business. Help keep your business working and your printers printing. Go to Staples for a huge selection of ink and toner. Find your ink in stock every time and at a low price. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret,
where the benefits are pretty obvious.
It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area, and don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner,
one way or the other.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis, so if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
People have come to know Dent Nation as the premier place to take their vehicles for hail damage and paintless dent repair. But did you know they are the best at full collision work? Insurance approved, Dent Nation can get your vehicle back to you fast and back to new. Dent Nation services all models from domestic to Porsche, Audi, BMW, Land Rover, and Mercedes. They mean all makes and all models. Located at 9840 Manchester Road, they now have emergency towing service available. Call Dent Nation today.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Let's go to Southern California. Pretty soon, we're not going to be able to say that anymore. He may or may not want to talk about what I'm talking about. His name is Mike Evans, and right now he is in Southern California. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Folks, I think you all know where Chesterfield Valley is. If you don't, it's real easy to find. It's 270, Shootout 40. I don't know how many miles it is. 4, 5, 6, whatever. You get off at Boone's Crossing. You'll know when you get to Chesterfield Valley. Look to your left. Everything's there. Amini's, a couple of these outlet malls. So get off, go over there, and then go east. Head east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And there sits on the right Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. They're closed only on Monday. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. You just will. It's that popular. That's what happens when you do things the way they do. Gift cards are always a good idea. Don't forget that. Any day is a good day for a gift card. For somebody to receive a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Would you please give it up for Mike Evans, everybody?
That's what I'm talking about. Having a bell.
So is it okay that I told people that pretty soon we won't be singing from the Coachella Valley anymore? You'll be coming from somewhere else. Is it okay to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, we want to be glad by our grandchildren, and we're going to move to we bought a place in Dallas, Texas, and in a few weeks we'll be moving there. We found out that our grandchildren, I mean our children, who all make more money than I do, they're going to end together and they're going to buy a condo out here in Palm Springs that would be used by the family. So I'll still be coming back here a lot, and I'll still be going to L.A. when news warrants me to come to L.A. to cover something. But most of the time we'll be based out of Dallas, Texas.
All right. Coming from the big, we'll be able to say from the big D.
I like Dallas, Texas. I love that city.
Let me tell you something. I like Texas. I like the whole state of Texas, and so do people who live there. It's like they got their own country. You know, when they say, no, you don't mess with Texas, they're not kidding. They love their state.
You know, here's a quick story. We had all of our stuff, well, not all of our stuff, but 95% of our stuff moved by Beacons or whatever that company was, Mayflower, to Texas, to our house. It's on a lake. It's on a golf course. And they moved all of our furniture in. And three or four neighbors came over to introduce themselves and brought donuts and stuff. And the second day, one neighbor came over again to say hello. Do you need any help setting up? Any drapes you need? And then the third day, he came over. I'd only known him 3 days, and he says, Mike, you know what? He says, I forgot the other guy's name, but lives across the street. He goes, he's out of town. He would usually do this for me. I have to go to San Antonio on business today. I won't be back tonight. Are you going to be home all day? And I go, yeah, I'll be here all day. He goes, would you mind if I gave you a key to my house, and would you let my dogs out in the backyard just to pee for 10 minutes and put them back in their pen in the house? I've lived in the same place for 19 years in Southern California. I don't know the people next door. This guy's giving me the key to his house.
But that's Texas. That's Texas, man. Yeah, you're going to love
so
it.
So friendly.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Beautiful. This week, pop quiz theme, who's older? I like this one. Today, who's older? Keira Knightley, Lindsay Lohan.
Kim, don't look it up. Kim, don't look this up now. Mr. Research, don't cheat.
Chris Brown.
I saw him. He reached for it. I saw him.
Emma Watson. Pretty good. Pretty good, Bly Boy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love Nuggets, is it true? Kanye West is about to get ready to make a much more bigger announcement than he likes Trump. He may be separating from Kim Kardashian. Kanye. I know. I agree. Kanye is sick and tired of Kim releasing nude photos of herself, which she did again over the weekend. She's the queen of skank. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but she's all shaved down there. And I mean, come on, man.
I don't look at that stuff.
Well, it's all shaved, okay? Lickety split. That's all I'm going to tell you.
What man wouldn't want his wife sending nude photos to the world? What?
Exactly.
Yeah, Kanye, get out of there, okay? Get out.
Yeah, exactly. Final Cosby nugget. I love this nugget. I love this nugget. I'm anxious to hear Frank's opinion. Get it? Frank's opinion.
I got it. That was good, yeah.
Next week, Bill Cosby is supposed to be in Southern California to face attorneys and answer questions regarding the civil lawsuit brought by former Playmate of the Year, Chloe Goines. Chloe claims in 2008 at the Playboy Mansion, Cosby spiked her drink with a date rape drug that knocked her out. Mm-mm. When she came to, Cosby had her toes in his mouth and was touching himself.
Hmm. That does not sound like something Bill Cosby would do.
That's not the Bill Cosby I know.
No.
had her toes in his mouth at the time.
Guys who are toe suckers, sorry if any of you are listening, there's something bad wrong with you there. Right. I don't get that.
I think that is so. She woke up with her toes in Cosby's mouth.
There is a very famous athlete from the St. Louis area, very famous, who's a toe sucker. Mm-hmm. And I know people who watched him do it at a party. He just went around the room. Any woman that take her shoe off, he starts sucking their toes. And he is extremely... Do not, folks, do not email me. I will not tell you. I will not do it. Don't email
me. Just tell me who it is.
No. I can't tell you who it is. I'm not going to tell
you. Just between you and me, tell me who it is, Mark McGuire.
I would like to start with the toes
because
they are so round and chocolatey. Nah.
No, I can't. I can't. I will tell you privately after we're finished, but I can't do it, and I won't email it to anybody because in a case like this, even though I know the people who saw it and I heard the story from more than one person, I don't have any proof, solid proof.
I'll probably get off the air.
Okay, I'll tell you. But don't, folks, please, I'm not, if you email, I don't care who you are, I'm not telling you. Okay, so go ahead.
Jennifer Aniston. She got that funny areola. I got to tell you again.
You keep saying that.
Has been reaching out to Justin Theroux, but no reply. Damn. Regarding the Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Oh, that's a real good Tom Brokaw.
His stories about his sexual assault, I don't know if they're true or not, but I can tell you by personal experience.
He groped you?
That Tom Brokaw, Nightly News.
Suck your toes?
Naked tickling.
Love to hit the bong.
Really?
In Hawaii, love to... Pass the bong to Tom Brokaw, NBC and Iowa News.
Well, we've decided anymore, that's just not that big a deal. What once was a crime is now about to become okay everywhere. So
this is 30 years ago, smoking with Tom Brokaw, NBC and Iowa News.
When I
said, Tom, what'd you think of this Hawaiian stuff? Really killer.
No, seriously, are you witnessed it?
I was there.
Okay.
Rumor that stories that Harvey Weinstein, is it true, talking about trying to pay off New York officials to make criminal sexual assault charges disappear?
That's a lie. That has to be a lie.
Former L.A. Laker Matt Barnes is the biggest womanizer in the NBA, so his wife leaving him... Really no surprise at all that his wife is leaving him. However,
there's always a however in life.
However, it should be pointed out, it is a little odd that Matt Barnes' wife married his teammate, Derek Fisher.
Mm. I hate to do this to you. I hate to do this to you. 30 seconds. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry. I have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I know. Save it.
And finally. Be sure to watch Dancing with the Stars tonight.
I probably. Oh, okay.
Who's older? Keira Knightley, Lindsay Lohan, Chris Brown, Emma Watson.
Keira Knightley.
I'll go Chris Brown.
I'll go Chris Brown also.
Then I'll go Emma Watson.
Chris Brown, 28. Emma Watson, 28. Lindsay Lohan, 31. Keira Knightley, 32.
Oh.
Mike Evans,
all right. The Big D. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed today, but they're only closed on Monday. That's the only day they're closed. First Community Credit Union is also down in Chesterfield Valley, the headquarters, but they're not just in Chesterfield Valley. There are over 40 First Community Credit Union locations, making it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Look, folks, I know that banking it's not exactly the most important thing of all the things you have to think about changing or redoing. But why not? Why not do your banking at the place where so many people have decided is a great place to bank? It's just not that big a deal to change. You close your accounts, go into First Community, and open new accounts there. I think you'll be very glad you did. And please, when you do, tell them your AM and the PM and thank them for this show, for their part, what they do in helping this show stay on the air. And thank them for the yard sale on Saturday morning, because without them, there might not be a yard sale. The exclusive sponsor, First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com. All right, tomorrow when I say it's May 1st, it actually will be May 1st. Not like today when I started the show and said it. I screwed that up. But, hey, that's the first mistake I've ever made. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com.